You mentioned pay it forward, and it's something that I was actually going to ask you what your motto for life is, because it seems like, and correct me if I'm wrong, but when you get involved in something, you don't just sort of get involved. Like, if you're supporting David Questenberry in his fight against lymphoma, you're not going to just support him. You're going to call him every day. You're going to make T-shirts. You're going to get the city to announce a day for him. Same thing with the veteran. Same thing with your family and your son. I know you're really involved in Operation Smile. Mm-hmm. Is, you know, do you have a motto for life? In general, because it seems like life and football are very parallel for you.
I've always been a proponent of, I mean, it sounds cliche and so elementary, but like my mom raised me that same way. My mom and dad always taught me, treat people as you want to be treated. And if you want to say it, the pay it forward type of thing. But I just see the differences that certain things make. And when you do certain favors or whatever it is, just volunteering and helping out, the difference that it makes in certain people's lives. And we have a TAC program here. For years, it was always kind of this, like, you know, helping the kids out, which we do tremendous amounts for the kids in the community. But I have an affiliation with a certain amount of, you know, wounded vets. And so I got to know Impact the Hero, which is a local foundation that helps out severely wounded vets. And over the last 5-6 years, I've been able to get them season tickets to every single game. And I'm trying to get more and more handicapped seats to be able to have the men and women who are handicapped come in, because they're unfortunately can't get up to the upper deck where the seats are. But I actually tangibly see a difference in the people's lives, that when they come back from overseas and they're suffering from PTSD and they're suffering from all these different things that they go through on a daily basis, that, you know, we just celebrated Veterans Day.
Right.
And, you know, everyone's all about that. But I try and pay that forward every single day. I'm in constant contact with the vets that I have relationships with. And I give my number to every single one. But to tangibly see a difference in their lives and the difference it makes in their families when they're coming out here and tailgating for games and hanging down here underneath afterwards or before the game and seeing kind of their faces and how much fun they're having, whatever difference it does make, it means the world to me, and I know it makes a difference for them. So just in any kind of walk of the non-for-profit world, being able to kind of help out is what myself and my wife Jenny are real passionate about.
Chris Myers on Texans Radio, you have a very strong connection with veterans because you come from a long line of military in your family.
Not necessarily a long line, but both my grandfathers served, yeah, and I think I mentioned it on the show earlier this week, but being able to kind of have that passion, I grew up with that. And in high school, if I wouldn't have gotten a scholarship to play, I was telling my family, and I was all in, I was going to go serve and enlist. And, you know, unfortunately, however you want to look at it, fortunately or unfortunately, I ended up getting a scholarship to play football, but that was my passion. And I kind of followed through with that. While I was in college, I was a big-time military history, American military history buff. So that was one of my majors, and I was able to study a lot of different wars and get a lot of history behind my the mental part of it. And being able to kind of pay it forward now when I have the opportunity to and the means to, it means the world to me.